Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Monday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Most ancient of all mysteries, before your throne we lie. Have mercy now, most merciful, most holy Trinity. When heaven and earth were still unmade, when time was yet unknown, you in your radiant majesty did live and love alone. You were not born, there was no source from which your being flowed. There is no end which you can reach, for you are simply God. How wonderful creation is, the work which you did bless. What then must you be like, dear God, eternal loveliness? Most ancient of all mysteries, before your throne we lie. Have mercy now and evermore, most holy Trinity.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper.
For them there are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They have no share in men's sorrows. They are not stricken like others.
So they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots.
They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth.
So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them. Such are the wicked, but untroubled, they grow in wealth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day.
Then I said, if I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people. I strove to fathom this problem, to hard for my mind to understand until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked.
How slippery the paths on which you set them. You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
My joy is to remain with you, my God.
And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight.
Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory.
What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever.
All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. It is good to be with you, Father. In you is fullness of life for your faithful people. In you all hope resides. May you lead us to everlasting happiness.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
To savor your words is my delight, O Lord.
Honey itself is not sweeter.
From the book of the prophet Haggai. On the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. Thus says the Lord of hosts, ask the priests for a decision. If a man carries sanctified flesh in the fold of his garment, and the fold touches bread or pottage or wine or oil or any other food, do they become sanctified? No, the priests answered. Then Haggai said, if a person unclean from contact with a corpse touches any of these, do they become unclean? The priests answered, they become unclean. Then Haggai continued, so is this people, and so is this nation in my sight, says the Lord, and so are all the works of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. But now consider from this day forward. Before there was a stone laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, how did you fare? When one went to a heap of grain for 20 measures, it would yield but 10. When another went to the vat to draw 50 measures, there would be but 20. I struck you all in the works of your hands with blight, searing wind, and hail. Yet you did not return to me, says the Lord. Consider from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day on which the temple of the Lord was founded, consider. Indeed, the seed has not sprouted, nor have the vine, the fig, the pomegranate, and the olive tree yet borne. From this day, I will bless. The message of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Tell this to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah. I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms, destroy the power of the kingdoms of the nations. I will overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the riders with their horses shall go down by one another's sword. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, says the Lord, and I will set you as a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will shake the heavens and the earth,
and the treasures of all the nations will come in.
The glory of this house will be great. I will give peace in this place.
And the treasures of all the nations will come in.
A reading from A Treatise Against Fabianus by St. Fulgentius of Rusp, Bishop. In our offering of the Holy Sacrifice, we fulfill the command of our Savior as recorded by the Apostle Paul. The Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you shall proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." This sacrifice is offered then to proclaim the Lord's death. It is offered in remembrance of him who laid down his life for our sake. As he says, "Greater love than this no one has, that one lay down his life for his friends." Because Christ died for us out of love, we ask, when we make remembrance of his death at the time of sacrifice, that we too may be granted love through the coming of the Holy Spirit. We pray that by the love which Christ had for us when he braved the cross, we may receive the grace of the Spirit and be crucified to the world and the world to us. The death Christ died, he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Let us imitate our Lord's death and also live a new life. Strengthened with the gift of his love, let us die to sin and live to God. For God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Indeed, our sharing in the Lord's body and blood when we eat his bread and drink his cup teaches us that we should die to the world, and that we should keep our life hidden with Christ in God, crucifying our flesh with its vices and evil desires. That is why all the faithful who love God and their neighbor truly drink the cup of the Lord's love, even though they may not drink the cup of his bodily suffering. And becoming inebriated from it, they put to death whatever in their nature is rooted in earth. They clothe themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not indulge fleshly desires. They do not fix their gaze on visible things, but contemplate things which the eye cannot see. Thus they drink the Lord's cup by preserving the holy bond of love. Without it, even if a man should deliver his body to be burned, he gains nothing. But the gift of love enables us to become in reality what we celebrate as mystery in the sacrifice.
Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke the bread. Then he gave it to his disciples and said,
"This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me."
This is the bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever.
This is my body,
which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me.
Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.